News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. A six-year-old girl is lucky to be alive right now after nearly drowning at the Rothschild Schofield Aquatic Center pool this afternoon. Rothschild officer Darren Hokanen said they were called to the pool at 2:13 p.m. to investigate a drowning. When they got there, police learned the child was pulseless and not breathing when she was pulled from the water, but resuscitation efforts were successful.
Upon the officer's arrival, along with the Rothschild Med Unit, it was learned that the minor female, age 6, was transported to Aspirus Wausau Hospital, and the last known status was the female was in stable condition.
Hokanen says lifeguards did a wonderful job, and they also had some very highly qualified help that was in the right place at the right time.
Yes, they had two nurses that were off duty and assisted with the CPR and rescue efforts. Very successful.
The aquatic center is closed for the rest of the day, but is expected to reopen tomorrow. An accident at a town of Stettine Farm has claimed a life. Marathon County Sheriff's Department deputies and several medical units responded to a 911 call at 1:24 p.m. This happened at 900 136th Avenue. Investigators say the accident happened while a tractor was being loaded onto a trailer. Sheriff's Lieutenant Mark Wager says the female victim was taken to Aspirus Wausau Hospital by helicopter. That's where she died at 2:47 p.m. Wagers did not indicate if the victim was operating the tractor while loading it or if she was a bystander. He did say the accident did not occur at the victim's residence. The name of the woman will be released tomorrow morning after her family has been notified. During a news conference today, Senior Vice President of Malaysia Airlines Europe defended the decision of the airline to fly over portions of eastern Ukraine.
Well, on that particular day, we were not the only airline which was flying that route. It's a common route.
And they won't accept that as an excuse.
Well, when you're operating in an environment, in the airline environment, is that you follow according to what the procedures and what is safe or what is not safe, considered safe or not safe. Now, IATA has said we can fly there with no restrictions, and many airlines have done so on that day.
That's Hope Gorter, who's the Senior Vice President of Malaysia Airlines in Amsterdam. Governor Scott Walker's defending his campaign TV ad, which said challenger Mary Burke made millions from Trek bicycles and the firm shipped jobs overseas while paying women and children $2 an hour. During a visit to Oak Creek, the Republican governor said his campaign was not criticizing Trek, but he just wanted to educate voters about Burke's record at the company. Burke's brother John is the president of Trek Bicycles and said he ordered the jobs to be outsourced and his sister had nothing to do with it. Now that decent summer weather is coming back, you might be itching to play a little golf. You can do that Saturday for a good cause. It's the HSPC Open for the Humane Society of Portage County. Eugene Mansell is the chairperson for the event, said they still have room for more foursomes.
Absolutely. We can take people right in, walk-ins at the last minute. Tomorrow we got a number of foursomes still open for that event.
Mansell says the funds raised at the golf outing help support the programs at the Humane Society of Portage County.
Registration's at 11:30, and then there's dinner afterwards. It's $80 per golfer, includes 18 holes with a cart and dinner.
If you want to find out more, you can go to their website, hspcwi.org. We've also got a link for you on this story at wsau.com. The Storm Track 9 forecast from forecaster Caleb Cox tonight. Mostly clear and mild. Expect a light southeast wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour and a low of 58. Saturday's outlook partly cloudy, nice summer weather, and a high of 81. Your Saturday night outlook partly cloudy, a chance of storms north of Marathon County and a low of 62. Sunday, partly cloudy, warm and more humid. Expect a high of 86. Then on Monday, partly cloudy, very warm and muggy with a chance of a shower or storm, high 90 degrees. Looking ahead to Tuesday, hot and sticky with a chance of storms and a high of 88. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.